In the name of the living God. Amen. Salt is good. Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. But if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? I'm grateful to God for the Pontiff, the Pope, our Holy Father, who over the course of the last week and a half in his travels to this part of the world, through Cuba and here to the United States, has he not demonstrated the property of salt, as we have here in this morning's gospel? One who speaks and has spoken in God's name. And not only has he spoken the gospel, he has included the wide faith community, the ecumenical community. He has certainly caught the attention of this part of the world. He has certainly caught the attention of this country. Maybe he has caught your attention, but definitely has caught mine. Hear his word last night in Philadelphia. Pray for me a little bit, according to a tweet I saw last night, and then led into the Lord's Prayer. And there was applause and the ringing of bells. The foundation in our relationship with God, at the very heart of that relationship, is conversation. We call it prayer. But it's not just my prayer, it is prayers with a community for one another. And a prayer journey rooted in the God through Jesus Christ who taught and continues to lead us in prayer. As that community yesterday prayed that prayer which Christ himself taught some 2,000 years ago. Our Father, who art in heaven, a God of the heavens and of the earth, says the prayer, forgive me, for I have come short. Guide me in my relationship and in our relationships, that together we may tell forth the glory of God. That is one summary, a summary I'm putting forward of the Lord's Prayer. And then the echo, the affirmation, the amen, the celebration by applause and the ringing of bells. God is alive. That's only last night. And hear the saltiness taking place as we speak of the Pontiff, the Pope, the Holy Father, a religious leader beyond imagination who has captured the imagination and speaks to our very hearts and speaks to the faith community now. Now meeting with families and persons of child sexual abuse. an incredible step forward to take responsibility, the ability to respond in the face of whatever. And that's faith, not just in prayer on your knees, but faith in action. Of going where we hurt, but being able to bring the saltiness, the salt that is good. And the Holy Father reflecting the salt in himself to bring healing and wholeness, to bring God's reconciling love, to demonstrate it, not just to keep talking about it and whatever, to have the legal actions. But God is a God above all, and a God who is real and present in everything and in all circumstances. That's this morning, that's now. But I want to take a few days step back and let's look at a video clip summarizing his address to a joint session of Congress. See the points he made in his speech, which speak to the heart, from the heart of the gospel, which speaks to the heart of the mission of the church, as it has been over these past 2,000 years, as it is today, as it is going forward.
I too am a son of this great continent, from which we have all received so much, and toward which we share a common responsibility. Politics is, instead, an expression of our compelling need to live as one, in order to build as one the greatest common good, that of a community which sacrifices particular interests in order to share in justice and peace its goods, its interests, its social life. I do not underestimate the difficulty that this involves, but I encourage you in this effort. We, the people of this continent, are not fearful of foreigners, because most of us, were once foreigners. This mission has led me from the beginning of my ministry to advocate at different levels the global abolition of the death penalty. That this way is the best, since every life is sacred, every human person is endowed with an inherent dignity, and society can only benefit from the rehabilitation of those convicted of crime. I call for a courageous and responsible effort to redirect our steps and to avert the most serious effects of the environmental deterioration caused by human activity. I'm convinced that we can make a difference. I'm sure. Here we have to ask ourselves, why are these to those who plant and feed untold suffering on individuals and society? Sadly, the answer, as we all know, is simply from money. Money that is drenched in blood, often innocent blood. In the face of the shameful and culpable silence, it is our duty to confront the problem and to stop the arms strike.
For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is a transforming change agent, isn't it? While it takes the ordinary and makes it the best, so too is fire a transforming force. The Holy Father certainly has been a transforming force among us this week. Salt is good. Is Jesus commending that we be the salt of the earth? But first, that we too be transformed, and if then we're transformed, we change the world. But he cautions that if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season? How can you be transformed or transforming change agent for Christ if you are first not changed or you are unable, for whatever reason or reasons, unable to continue being changed? Jesus speaks to the point, have salt in yourselves, and the blessing to be at peace, the peace that passes all human understanding, to build up the world, to build up lives. And has the Pope not taken these words and demonstrated them, lived them, of going to the seat of power, to a joint session of Congress, to the United Nations, to Philadelphia? Platforms in which he has spoken, and has spoken powerfully. And I believe from those platforms, even the Episcopal Church and Holy Family stands to be transformed, you and me to be transformed, and to transform not just this congregation, but to transform where God sends us, as salt, or as people who have been salted with fire. Of the five aspects spoken in that, the summary of just seen of the Pope's address to Congress, two things. It was not easy to boil this down to two things, or to identify for me two things. But maybe there are other things here that you need to, and I encourage you to look at more closely. But two things for me: to be the salt, to be the fire. Immigration. Immigration. Did you not hear the Holy Father speak of himself as an immigrant, and to address this country as a nation of immigrants. And could it be that in light of the gospel, what he's saying is the need and the importance to exercise welcome, to exercise hospitality, to get away from prejudice, to get away from the kind of struggle we're seeing in our country. And every political season, this topic comes up. And here is probably some cynicism on my part. We have a great political debate during the political season leading up to the election. And then for the next 4 years, we have lots more talk. And what kind of action? We start it all over the next election season. This is definitely a congregation of immigrants. And how will you and I address this matter of immigration now? And address this matter of immigration over the next 13 months to an election in November? Have you, who have what used to be called your green card, stepped up and become what is a gift to you, a citizen? Not just satisfy on the green card, but to become a citizen so you don't have the money, because it's expensive to move and to pay for that process. Well, say something, and let's work together. Don't know where the money will come from, but guess what? You know, there are some wealthy people in this congregation, and I'm sure they're willing to step up and give us some money to do this. And that's not a joke. But once you become a citizen, the first thing I would hope you would do is register to vote. And once you register to vote, you need to pay attention to what's happening around you. And I would suggest that one issue you need to ask those who offer themselves to serve: where do you stand? And do you stand on the side of immigrants to make a way forward, to find a home for the millions who are undocumented, who are being abused in this country, being paid under the table? What about justice? A fair day's work for a fair day's wage. That people not have to live in the shadows and look over their shoulders as to when they will be found out of being so-called illegal and be deported. This is being the sought to address the real matters before us. That when we lift our hands high and say, "How God is great," as I said last Sunday, we can see the greatness of God in the greatness of God's great people. Immigration. The other, for me, is climate change. Something we have been debating for the longest while, and this study says this, and this opinion maker says that. And how many of us pay attention to think for our own selves? For me, climate change is not just devastating, but its impact on the environment is huge. And it's not just the storms or the hurricanes that we Floridians so love to hate. It is that when the climate change is taking place, we not only understand it, but we respond responsibly as a people sorted with fire. Recycling is part of the climate change process. Do we take seriously recycling? Plastics for plastics, paper for paper, and other products over here to be disposed of responsibly. Recycling. What if this congregation moving from dependence on FP&L of paying a $1,500 light bill each month, $1,500 light bill? And what the possibility, here's the vision, folks, that this congregation would move forward to becoming a green place, a green space. What about installing solar panels? Not just for the water heater, but also for the electricity. What about being a green space of using the land around us more productively than having it sit there unused? There are many here who love and have the skills to plant and to see the plant grow and to reap, of using that piece of land for a community garden. Not just to wait until we have someone offering us to bring in food for distribution, but us coming together to create that kind of community garden in which we can teach, we can share skills, we can give an experience away to the next generation. We don't have to wait till our children only see yam in the supermarket or over at Miss Mac's store on 441. And I'm so crazy enough to say that, yes, we can have animals in the city. That's going to be a struggle with City Hall, but I'm willing to fight to have chickens. And our children don't have to know dead chickens in the supermarket that are frozen. That when we celebrate harvest in November, we harvest from the fields, not just to sing the song as we have sung it, but to have gone through the experience of harvesting the field right here that we have worked on, that we have shared with the community, that the community can come and join in harvest from the fields. So we plow the fields and scatter the good seeds of God's almighty hand, not just to sing it, but to live it. That's part of climate change in action. My friends, I thank God for the visit of the Pontiff, for the spiritual significance. With a sense of humility, he has made this pilgrimage, touching the lives, millions, millions, touching your life, touching my life, touching the life of this community, and inspiring us to be the salt, the transforming power of God. It's up to us now as to what we do going forward. Would be my prayer, it is my prayer, that this experience over the last week, week and a half, be more than just a nice time, but would have God's blessings benefit. And for me, in the areas of immigration and climate change, this is the goodness of God, the justice of God, the mercy of God. This is God in Christ Jesus, alive in the world now. In God's name.